Welcome to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 9 of the basic grammar series. So today we're going to have a big topic, which is the past tense of the verbs. So the simple past, or preteritum, as you call it in Norwegian, just like in English, I ate, I ran, I traveled, I went, and so on. So in Norwegian, for the most part, you just have the endings te or et at the end of the verb. So some examples. If you take jeg spiser middag, meaning I eat dinner, then you change jeg spiser to jeg spiste middag. And that's the simple past. Jeg spiste middag, for the word to eat. Another example, han trener, he trains, he exercises. Han trente is he exercised. So there too you have the te ending. Next example, hun studerer becomes hun studerte. So she studies, she studied. And for the third time you have te as the ending. And then another one, han hopper på ski. He jumps on skis, he's doing ski jumping. Han hoppet på ski. So in this case you get the et ending. Hopper becomes hoppet. And last example is han vasker bilen. He's washing the car. Han vasket bilen. He washed the car. So here too you have the et. So in general, the rule is this, that if you have one consonant towards the end of the word, you put te at the end. If you have two consonants, if they're the same or different, you put et. Like vasket, sk, then you put et, vasket. Hoppet, p and p, so then you say hoppet and not hoppte. And then if you have one, like trener, just n, so trente. Studerte is just r at the end, studerte, studerer, so then you go studerte. So you can also think like this. You try to avoid three consonants in Norwegian. There's almost never three consonants in a row. So if you have two consonants towards the end of the word, you can have this, the way of doing it in general, you can put te at the end, and then you see if that makes it three consonants, you have to flip it and put et instead. So if you try vaskte, it's too heavy to say. So then it goes vasket. Hoppte is also, it feels too heavy, so then you say hoppet instead. Okay, and then you have two other endings that are considered the standard endings, which is de and dde at the end. For example, pleier, meaning usually to do something, tend to do something, becomes pleide. So han pleier å sykle, he usually bicycles, han pleide å sykle. Lager is to make, makes, that becomes lagde. And strever, to struggle or to strive, becomes strevde. So there is, you can think of these as exceptions, or you can remember the rule, which is if you have a G or a V or a EI towards the end, you put DE, because it sounds better and is more easy to say. So pleide instead of pleite. And lagde instead of lagte. And then again, instead of strefte, it becomes strevde. And the double D's are for the very short verbs that do not end on E in the infinitive. Most verbs is sykle, hoppe, danse, spise, reise, grave, løpe. All of them E. Some short ones like bo, to live, has no E at the end. Ha, to have, also same, no E. They get double D-E. So boer becomes bodde with two D's. Har becomes hadde. Okay, so that's the general rule. Four different endings. T-E and E-T is maybe about 80% of all the verbs. So that's the standard. And then again, you try T-E first. If that makes it three consonants, you just put E-T instead. So now you can try some examples here. Han sykler til jobben. He bicycles to work. So you have to change sykler. Han sykler til jobben becomes han. So if you guessed syklete, that's too heavy. Syklet is the right one. Han syklet til jobben. Good. And then Han kjører bilen. He drives a car. Kjører. Then becomes han. Good. Kjørte bilen. You put T-E. Kjørte. Just two consonants. All great. Just keep it. Han kjørte bilen. Hun maler huset. She paints the house. And then hun malte huset. And the last one, hun vasker bilen. She washes the car. So vasker, and then hun, good, as we had in the example, hun vasket bilen. Vaskte is too heavy, so hun vasket bilen. Great. Okay, so that's the standard system. And then we're going to go through a handful of very common exceptions. Unntak. They're also called sterke verb, strong verbs in Norwegian. For example, går, meaning goes or walks, changes to gikk. Many of them are also exceptions in English, like goes, went. Går, gikk. Ser og så. That is, sees and saw. Var. Is, was. Blir, ble. Becomes, became. Sier, sa. Says, said. Drar, dro. Went, or goes, and went. Drikker, drakk. Drinks, and drank. Gjør, gjorde. Does, and did. Hva gjør du? What are you doing? Hva gjorde du I helgen? What did you do at the weekend? What did you at the weekend? Or, hva gjorde du I går? What did you do yesterday? And then, for, to get, or to receive, fikk, got, received. Han får en kaffe, he gets a coffee. Han fikk en kaffe, he got a coffee. Okay, so, with that small list, you can try to switch the following sentences first. Han går til jobben, he goes or he walks to work. Han går til jobben, and then han, good, han gikk til jobben. So you spell it G-I-K-K, gikk, but you pronounce it gikk with a J. Han gikk til jobben. Han ser en film, he sees a movie, he's watching a movie. Han ser en film, and then you change it to han, good, så en film. Han så en film, he saw a movie. The Norwegian and English word for saw, like to see in the past, is the same word, same sound. Saw. Not the same spelling, but the same sound. Hun sier hei. She says hi. Becomes hun sa hei. Good. De blir glade. They become happy. They are happy. And blir changes to de ble. De ble glade. You spell it glade, and you say glade. And then four more. Han drikker kaffe. He drinks coffee. Han drikker. And then you change it to han drakk kaffe. Very similar to English. Han drakk kaffe. Drink, drank. Hun drar på ferie. She goes on holidays. And then hun dro på ferie. Hun dro på ferie. De slitne. They are tired or exhausted. And then, de. Good. This is a very, very common one. De var slitne. Was is var. De var slitne. And last one. Han gjør hjemmearbeid. He does homework. He is doing, you would say in English. But he does homework. Han gjør hjemmearbeid. And then if you switch it, han. Good. This is also important one. Han gjorde. So you spell it G-J-O-R-D-E. Gjorde. Han gjorde hjemmearbeid. He did homework. Okay. Great. So that's the simple past in Norwegian. And with just that grammar, you can now start talking about yesterday, last week, last summer, and tell stories from the past, as long as you know either just the T-E-E-T for regular verbs or the handful of exceptions. So we're going to stop this one there. And just again, congratulations. This is a big step. in language in general, once you can start expressing the past, you kind of open up a huge dimension of practical use and kind of the feeling of the language. So, veldig bra, gratulerer, and as always, thank you for listening, and see you again soon.